Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We read, quote, "The conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number." 2 Samuel 15, verse 12. Especially painful was Ahithophel's defection, David's chief counselor. And why? A little research shows he was Bathsheba's grandfather. Poison goes right to the roots. So David calls his people to flee Jerusalem, quote, "lest he overtake us suddenly and bring disaster upon us," verse 14. Ironically, although the men of Israel turned from him, Ittai and 600 fellow Gittites, people from Gath, with their families, determined to stay with David, quote, "whether in death or life," verse 21. Jesus would find the same, rejected by his own people, but gladly received by many Gentiles. See David, Jesus-like, crossing the Kidron in his rejection and weeping on all of it. Observing the priests with the ark, David declares, quote, "Carry the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and show me both it and his dwelling place." Verse 25. Yes, the king will return to Olivet and again enter the city in triumph. In the meantime, there will be a channel of communication between the king and his people through the priesthood. See verses 27 to 29. Now, as David, quote, "worshipped God," verse 32, on the mountaintop, Hushai arrived in mourning. David wisely sent him back into Jerusalem to neutralize Ahithophel's advice. As we will see, Hushai is the master of diplomatic duplicity. Then Ziba, Mephibosheth's servant, arrived, laden with provisions, claiming all for his own. Chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. Like many today who take advantage of the king's leaving to enrich themselves, eventually he will be found out. Others, like Shimei, verses 5 to 13, curse the king, never imagining they'll meet him again. They will, of course, when he returns in glory.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.